standing there. I'm like, man, things have changed. Kind of weird. So, whichever. JP's checking his phone right now. Brett, look at what Brett. That was funny.
Oh, that's the right. Irony.
Brett's staring at you, and that's what his face said was, oh, the irony of.
Sorry.
But I've never, it's gotten worse. I mean, I don't care. People check the phones. People do it all the time. But it was just kind of funny to stand there waiting while the receipt's already printed, dangling from the machine. And she's just continuing. Like, I guess I'll stand here with my avocados and my turkey, my raspberries. I was like taking inventory of what I had while I was waiting. But, you know. These are everyday things that happen. And how are you, Monica? And how are you, Brett?
We're great. I am, at least. Not as good as Monica today.
Why? What's going on with Monica?
Oh, well.
Hey.
Oh, it's...
Hey, Brett, is that a... Are you suggesting...
Oh, is she not Mexican?
That just because she's Mexican, she might be enjoying Cinco de Mayo? A made-up American holiday?
I'm not going to shout him out, but the text I got this morning, I was in no way, shape, or form mad. But it was definitely worded like, if I were what people think I am, I would be mad. But I'm not. But it was, and it was, and I laughed.
But you're Mexican, right?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. But that's not what it was about. The word since.
Why would you be mad?
I think it was the word since that pretty much. I don't know. No big deal. I was not mad. I just was like, really, you're going to word it that way, Brett? Of all people, I thought you were cooler than that. But that's cool.
What happened?
What did Brett word?
I mean, do you mind me reading the text?
Sure.
Morning. And he was nice about it, and that's cool. And again, I laughed when I read it.
Okay.
Morning for social posts later, .. Since you are truly Mexican, .. Would you post a Cinco de Mayo pic of you partying?
Right. It's not cultural appropriation. It's you being Mexican on a Mexican, alleged Mexican holiday, even though the Americans have taken it. So, yeah.
Or invented it. I don't know which it is. I read all those different stories. I don't know if we made it up or not just because of
Corona. But either way, it's associated with Mexicans.
I just put,
so you are.
I just put, I mean, in quotes, since I'm Mexican, .. And then I put a taco.
Funny, but wouldn't it be perfectly, like, it would be risky if it was one of us partying, maybe wearing a sombrero would be wrong. So if you are partying in full... Monica mode at some place, that's safe, right? That's
know.
A perfectly safe
tweet. You know what's safer is, hey,
tweet.
If you got any pictures of you from the past celebrating today, that would be awesome for social or something like that. Instead of, I don't know, the since you're Mexican and the, it hit.
Well, I was thinking of it, it's funny, the irony
stating
is that
facts.
I'm thinking of it, right, it's facts, and I'm trying to, like, I responded to, I said, it's either that or JP in a sombrero with a fake mustache and a poncho drinking a Corona. Like, that would be you would probably think.
And which, by the way, doesn't exist.
Except the one I just posted now. There it is. No. But you know what I mean? There's so much cultural appropriation going on today. So I figured it would tug on your heartstrings to have an actual... person who is Mexican yourself posting a pic rather than us in said sombrero, mustache, stereotypical.
Is it wrong to say, Monica, since you're Mexican?
Is that
too direct?
It felt I just
even
you
if you are
Brett and this I don't know if you feel like is would that be cultural appropriation or whatever? I guess I know maybe not that, but inappropriate of what to post for today's thing because that's from like a decade ago or something. Anyway. I think it was since you are truly Mexican.
Yeah.
Would you post a Cinco de Mayo?
That's why I'm asking is since you are truly a Mexican, is that a bad phrase?
It just felt weird combined with Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. So the second part is really the thing.
Well, I think the first part combined with the second.
Because if you said to me, since you are truly Irish, do you have a picture of you partying at a St. Patrick's Day party?
Right.
It doesn't sound bad, does it?
I don't know.
I don't think it sounds bad.
Not mad. I just felt like if he would have said something
understand.
Hey, you got any crazy party pictures of you on Cinco de Mayo from the past? They'd be great for social or something like that.
Right. And what would your reply be? I bet you're only asking me because I'm Mexican.
No.
Right.
I would say I have
he headed it off at the pass.
Let me hit up, you know, let me hit up Time Hop or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you took it that way. I was trying to do the opposite of what is happening right now.
Right, exactly. See, as a lily white guy, I know exactly you were trying to head it off and do it the right way.
Is there any show that apologizes to each other more than this one?
We are fully vaccinated and totally apologetic. The Roger and JP Show.
All right.
Unison in vaccination, apologetic every other way.
I'd like to say maybe we're woke.
Well,
we are not woke.
We're don't include
me. Don't throw that word on me.
Why is that a bad word?
Because it's a bad word. For me, it is. I don't want nothing to do with that woke thing. Nothing to do with it.
I don't have any problem with some of the concepts, but sometimes they go over the edge when nobody means anything by anything. I don't know. Right. Just, but, you know, whatever. I think we're, if the show isn't woke, are we awakening or are we somewhat awake? Would you say that?
Are you like hitting snooze or?
Give me another 10 minutes.
Right. Unfortunately, it's only 9.
Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. All right. So then what happens now? So then will Brett post a picture of you partying or is that not going to happen? Is that not a right thing to do?
I don't know. That wasn't the point. I'm sure I have a million pictures of me partying and some of them aren't Cinco de Mayo. They would just look like they were. That wasn't
Can you just put a velvet painting in the background and then we would know?
See, I didn't ask for that.
No. Didn't even bring it up.
Hold on. Before you get cranky on that one, you've admitted that there's been velvet paintings in the household.
When I was a kid.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. We had a in our house, there were velvet paintings on the wall. Yes. I had no idea that was a Mexican thing or only
stereotypical thing.
I had no idea. Hmm. I just thought that was life.
Listen, right, if you have any questions about any stereotypes, just ask.
I feel like you would be my go-to person for that. I really do. And I hope that's not even insulting. I just don't know. And I feel like I don't. And that's the question, JP. Who sat you down and explained all of this to you? Like
nobody. I just pick up things.
How did I not pick up on it?
I don't know.
It was all over TV and all over culture. You know what I mean?
No, because I watched
TV. The worst stereotypes were there. Oh. They were there. I mean, we talked about them. You know what I mean? Like, they exist. You know, and I'm sure there were plenty of, how about this? There were plenty of Hispanic jokes just on Chico and the Man.
See, I didn't watch Chico and the Man, but I feel like I didn't notice. I didn't put two and two together.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
And make a list.
As a white guy, I didn't put two and two together with a lot of the racial stuff that I watched. You know, whether it was Good Times or whatever show, or if it was Happy Days having something that was, I had no idea. As a kid, it's over my head.
So then at what point did you not only put two and two together, but also make a list and then remember that list? Like, how do you know about people's last names and about velvet paintings? And, like, that seems just like a list in your head that is completely unnecessary.
I think for me, it's where I grew up. You know, I grew up around a lot of Italians and their names and then vowels. I grew up with a lot of Irish. They're, you know, Mick and O and, you know, Sullivan and stuff like that. So it's, you just.
Generally true.
You just pick it up. You know, that's just the way I learned things. And then you would eat over your friends' houses. And the Italian parents cooked way better than the Irish parents.
And we ate over always ended up with pasta.
Right.
I don't know how it happened, but it happened like every time. I can't remember a meal that wasn't.
Right.
What do Irish people cook?
Rocks. And potatoes.
A really tasty soup.
Right.
I don't know. If I had an Irish friend's house, it could be ordered out pizza or cheeseburgers or, you know, whatever it is.
Potato everything.
Mm. Oh, meat maybe I'm
shepherd's
Irish.
Pie. Shepherd's
I love
pie.
Potatoes. Everything I eat has to have a potato.
Oh.
I can't believe maybe I'm Irish.
You're half Irish.
No. No.
I'll send another text to you on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Because you love potatoes so much.
Can we get you back
please?
Can we get you back in that leprechaun outfit you wore for the last lady?
See, I didn't do that.
I don't know why you look good in it, but, you know.
Still embarrassed by that. Why did I say yes to that?
See, so it's just life. I don't know. It's just life happening, really.
Wow.
And I don't even know if it's specific to the town you grew up in. But you grew, like I said, you grew up around Italians.
She asked me how I knew of stereotypes. And a lot of it's from television. You know, growing up watching sitcoms.
Right. Or listening to stand-up comics who make observations on life.
You know, and that too. When you listen and you watch shows like The Jeffersons and you watch shows like...
How were The Jeffersons a stereotype?
Let me finish. They were it was the exact opposite show of All in the Family. Right, so All in the Family would tell you about all these stereotypes from the white Irish guy version's eyes, and then the Jeffersons would tell you about different stereotypes, and he would call everybody honky, any white guy, he was calling them honky, you know, so you pick that stuff up, I did at least, from television.
Sure. I probably learned about what white guys are from George Jefferson, like he would make fun of Tom Willis for not being able to dance.
Right.
Like, when did I learn that? When did I know that all white guys can't dance? Probably from him.
see, and I think that's the difference. First of all, I didn't have the contrast. I never watched All in the Family, so I only saw the Jeffersons. But also, I didn't...
Racist.
If
racist.
No, I'm not the adult.
You didn't watch the white guy show. You're a racist.
Not the adults in the room.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
It was not my choice. It was like three channels, and there's adults there. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
But also, then, if there's an episode of George Jefferson saying that Tom can't dance, I didn't think, oh, that guy's white, so he can't dance. I just thought, okay, that person...
He just can't.
That person individually can't dance.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say it to everybody else in the room, did he?
But I didn't. That's too much
thinking about. He used to make fun of him, like, every show about something for being white and married to a black woman and, like, putting him down every show. But I can't tell you what they were, but that's probably where I learned certain things from that show.
I do remember him really putting him down for like the black and white. And did he call him like Oreo? Like, it was bad.
I'm sure.
But then like all I took from that was, as a kid, was that why is he not accepting of two people? Who cares? They're in love or whatever. That's what I took from
him. Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't take.
Right. And that was the bigger picture of George Jefferson. That's the truth.
So much thinking you guys were doing. You guys were kids, too.
We weren't even thinking. We're kids. We're not thinking. It's just stuff coming at you out of the TV, and some you sponge up, right? You soak up in your head. And that's where you learn stuff. Maybe on Happy Days, maybe there was something about, what was the one black guy's name? Remember?
Was a black guy on Happy Days?
Yeah.
It was?
I think it was a friend of Richie. Played on the basketball team with him. Like how, you know. So, like, you learn stuff, or The White Shadow, or, like, there's all these shows where you could learn all sorts of... There was always lessons and stereotypes.
I'm just saying it's weird that we all watched the same...
You didn't soak it up.
...shows, yeah, but I didn't take what you guys took away from it. That's that's what's odd to me.
Mm. Well, you had, I mean, different points of view, right?
Yeah.
You saw life from a different place?
So, are we posting this picture or what?
A picture has to be found.
Of course we are. I have one of me in a sombrero. Is that too much? Or I can always find a drinking one.
I think
whatever you want.
If you could find a drinking one in a sombrero,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you're just getting greedy.
Excuse me.
That's perfect. That's great.
If you could find it while you were working at Univision, bingo.
I have no picture of me getting kicked out of a strip joint on Cinco de Mayo. That was a fun memory.
Oh wow, that's a good story.
Yeah, but
why'd you get back to Univision?
Why'd you get kicked out of a strip joint?
Sounds way worse than it. What I didn't do it. I was innocent. I was an innocent Mexican woman, and and the girlfriend that I was with was Hispanic as well. She was drunk and belligerent and yelling at the bouncer on the other side of the room. I walked by, a white guy's yelling that this was happening, that a Mexican woman was freaking out on the bouncer or whatever. And the person said, well, who? And he pointed at me because I'm standing there. I'm just a Mexican woman. I guess we all look alike.
Right.
Then all of a sudden I'm getting kicked out, and I'm walking past the girl. And I'm like, can you tell him? And when she's like, what? She's hammered. And I'm like, oh, great. So I get walked out of a strip joint on Cinco de Mayo.
And it wasn't even you?
No, not even me.
That is so messed up.
I know.
Please tell me she was a woman of your approximate height, so at least it's close.
She was taller. She was like 5'6" or something, which is way taller. She was dressed, and she had come from work, so she was like in a nice little jacket and like pants and stuff. And
so
I was
not even close to look alike.
Nothing at all. Whatever.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. I don't want to point you out because you're Mexican. I just tell everybody, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Since you're Mexican, Monica.
No. That's why I didn't point it directly to you. So that way it wasn't specifically to you just because you're Mexican. So now it's to everybody who celebrates and do the right thing today. Don't appropriate. No.
It's nice.
I love Mexican people.
Right. There's another fine. Trump's back on social media. First thing he posted was, I love Mexican people. And we're off and running.
Yeah, that whole thing is a little crazy.
Yeah, Facebook kept him banned, I guess. But
right, they banned him, but they got
doing his thing.
Yeah, we'll get into that next. The whole thing is weird.
Mm. And what is this, Brett?
Can we get Mexican music?
A classic from the 80s, we don't remember?
Mexican radio?
There you go.
Oh. I remember the beginning. All right, we're Roger and JP. If you got a May the 4th be with you hangover from yesterday's holiday, well, you just roll right into today. Cinco de Mayo.
Which is also Revenge of the 5th.
Oh, instead of the 6th. Instead of the 6th, mm-hmm. It's the 5th.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. All right, you Star Wars people getting a little greedy now.
Trying to take over 2 days.
Right, how dare you.
Roger and JP, the phone numbers are 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. We'll be right back.